A reason-based approach. The concept of meditation is found in one form or the other in every religion. We present below the concept of meditation in Islam, whose goal is God realization. The ultimate reality in Islam is God. God is the creator of man. Man's purpose in life is to realize God and worship Him. According to Islam, God is separate from man. He is self-existent. Man's goal in life is to try to seek this separate and permanent God at the level of consciousness. The method of meditation practiced in Sufism, mysticism, is generally regarded as representing the method of meditation in Islam. However, this is not entirely true. The appropriate words for meditation in Islam are contemplation, reflection, and the drawing of spiritual lessons from material events and nature. Thus, the basis of meditation in Islam is thinking and reflection. The entire cosmos becomes an objective reflection, that is to say, the Creator is realized through pondering over His creations. This verse of the Quran provides an apt illustration of Islamic meditation. There are signs in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day for people of understanding, who remember God while standing, sitting and lying on their sides, and who ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Lord, You have not created all this without purpose. Glory be to You. Save us from the torment of the fire. 3:190-191, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, D. Ad 652. A companion of the Prophet says, Even when a bird was seen flying in the air, the Prophet would draw a lesson and teach us. God's universe provides an introduction to God. The existence of creation speaks of the existence of the Creator. The vastness of space speaks of the unfathomably vast power of God. God's universe provides an introduction to God. The existence of creation speaks of the existence of the Creator. The vastness of space speaks of the unfathomably vast power of God. The coexistence of various parts of the universe is an indication of the successful planning of God. The universe in continuous action is an indication that the Lord of the universe is a living being. The meaningfulness of the universe is an expression of the meaningfulness of God's being. The loftiness of the mountains, the brilliance of the sun, the flowing of the river and the blowing of the wind are signs of God's majesty. From the chirping of the birds to the galaxies and black holes in space, all declare the glory of God. Meditation is to ponder over these divine manifestations and attributes in order to get to know them in their depths, because it is through these signs that God can be realized. This is Islamic meditation.